Welcome to the BMX News Announcers Tower podcast. I'm Mike Carruth. We're always stoked to hear about the goings-on in the secret development lab over at Renan Design Group. Chief mad scientist George Costa gave us a heads-up recently that a new product would be joining the Renan lineup starting today. So we jumped at the opportunity of bringing it to you first. George joins us now to talk all about it. So, George, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Mike? Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, great to have you. And I think this is like your third or fourth appearance. So soon you'll be getting the secret decoder ring. So since we've met back in 2008, I think you and I first met at the 08 Grands, and you were just about to launch GCOG back then, right?
Yep. Actually, we launched it that weekend, but we didn't have units available for sale that weekend, but we'd had, you know, an initial unit that we could show off, and we were talking about it and everything, and excited to show everyone what was going on.
So since then, you've debuted a line of solid and innovative products, you know, on sort of a almost an annual basis that have helped BMXers do their thing better. So let's jump right in and tell us what you have coming to market today.
Okay, so I'm really excited about this new product because, you know, our thing is trying to develop stuff that no one else has developed, or improving something that no one else has improved, or just doing things that aren't easy to do. And that's definitely something that I think that we've taken on, and we've done that throughout the years. There's a reason why we only release about one thing per year. It's because it does take a while to get to the stage to be ready to do something. And I've learned from our past mistakes and successes on kind of what works and what doesn't. So you mentioned we released GCOG in 08. And since that release, we've sold a whole bunch of GCOGs, and we've had, you know, I feel like I've had like a mixed view of what people thought of that product and what they think of that product. And one of the things that I was trying to do as an engineer and, you know, somebody involved in the sport and everything was trying to give people as much possible information as they possibly could have. And GCOG definitely does that for you. I mean, it is the one device out there in the world that will give you thousands and thousands and thousands of data points on all kinds of stuff. One of the things I didn't anticipate was that the majority of people who were buying them and using them didn't care for all of that information or just didn't want to learn how to use all of that information. It almost turned into like a negative thing that there was so much stuff and it was overwhelming people. And at the end of the day, I don't want anyone buying a product from us that they're not going to use. And for some instances of people who bought GCOG, that definitely happened. And I'm not, you know, too pumped on that. So that led us to develop this next product, which is called Smart Sprint. It is a simplified training device. And in essence, it's a bicycle speedometer. And built into the speedometer, when you see BMXers with bicycle speedometers on their bikes, typically all that they're using it for is the max speed function. So when they do sprints or they're at the track or whatever, that's really the only information that you can pull from a speedometer. So looking at a speedometer, it has all of the functioning parts that I need to give the user a little bit more information. So that's what we did. We worked with a company and we developed our own version of a speedometer that not only gives you all of the speedometer traditional functions that are out there, but we incorporated two new functions into it, and we're the only ones that have this. The first is directly derived from GCOG, which is 0 to 20. 0 to 20 is a measurement from how long it takes you to go from 0 miles per hour to 20 miles per hour. And it's a good measurement because it produces this measuring stick for a bunch of different people, and you could see what your buddy's 0 to 20 time is. Or, you know, if you're improving your 0 to 20 time and it's coming down, you are accelerating faster, you're getting faster, and that's usually, you know, a positive. That's the first feature that we put into the Smart Sprint, and that, again, is directly from GCOG. The second item that we've included, which I think is really going to win over a lot of people, is that it has a built-in distance timer built into the speedometer. So if you think about a speedometer and you have magnets on a wheel and it's, you know, going around, and on every revolution you're picking up this magnet rotation, that magnet's directly connected to the wheel. The wheel's a certain size. It's basically like a big ruler, And if you count out all of those revolutions, you could figure out how far you've gone. That's how they give you the mileage display and everything. We took that problem and kind of reversed it and said, let's put a feature in there where we can set a distance that we want to get a time to. And inside of the device, you can select anything from 10 feet all the way up to 2,000 feet. The packaging actually says 1,500 feet, but it actually goes up to 2,000. And if you clear the device when you're on the gate or you're ready to do a sprint and you start moving, it'll start counting the rotations and giving, and it starts a timer. And when you cross your threshold, no matter what you've set it up as, 50 feet, 100 feet, 60 feet, it stops the timer there. So it's an on-the-bike timing system, and that is definitely something that's going to help people out. You can take this device and you can have it, you can use it every single day on your bike, whether you're doing sprints or you're at the track, and you'll be able to get three critical pieces of information out of it. The first is what a traditional speedometer will give you, which is max speed. That's good for telling you what speed you got up to in that sprint distance or on a particular track or what your top-end spin and speed is. The second is the 0 to 20 time, which really shows you your short-distance ability to come up to speed. And then the third is the distance timer. So not overloading the rider with tons of data, but giving them just enough that they'll be able to look down, get instant gratification, be able to see what they did, and, you know, keep on with their training.
So those are all features, those three that you named, are features that are not, you know, available in just the standard bike computer you would go and buy at a bike shop. Is that correct?
Yeah, the 0 to 20 and distance timer you cannot get anywhere unless you get a GCOG, which you can get both of those features inside. The distance timer for a GCOG is a little bit more, there's no automated feature in the GCOG software right now where you could say, oh, show me my 100-foot time. But you could certainly look at the graphs and you could say, okay, here I was at zero, here I'm at 100 feet, and you could figure out the time it took to get there. 0 to 20 obviously is directly on GCOG stuff. But no other speedometer at any place in the world will give you this much information.
So for someone who isn't, you know, who may just be starting with a sprint program or may just be doing it sort of in a, you know, low-tech kind of garage kind of way, when you measure that 0 to 20 or that distance, is that really the key metric that you would use to evaluate your sprint program, whether it's improving or, you know, plateauing or what have you?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I mean, some of the things not everyone is going to be able to pick up on right away. I mean, if you have a 5-year-old kid and he's doing, you know, a 50-foot or 100-foot sprint, he might not get it to 20 miles an hour, so you're never going to get a 0 to 20 measurement. And that's okay because, you know, you have other things there that you could use. You know you're going to be, you know, sprinting a certain distance, so you set up the distance timer for that distance and see how long it takes him to get there. You could see certainly what the max speed that he was able to get to. So you get a few pieces of information that you could start tracking and see if there's progression. If you see times dropping, you see speeds increasing, then you know you're getting better. And that, at the end of the day, is what everyone wants to do.
At what point would someone who's been using this product for a while, you know, kind of top out with it and see that, you know, now I should really look at, you know, getting a GCOG for that other data? What would be the point at which they would need to do that, you suppose?
I really don't think that there is a point where you top out with it. I think if you get to a point where you're not satisfied with the amount of information or you want more information that this can't give you, then yeah, the next natural step is to go to a GCOG. But, you know, we kind of worked it in the other direction where we came out with a GCOG with all of this information and found that a lot of people aren't that interested in all of that information. So we needed to go back down and, you know, limit the information, come out with something that's more affordable, and it's on the bike, it's real-time display. You know, there's no connecting to this, downloading or anything. There's an LCD display. You look at your results once you write them down or you're satisfied with it. It's a one-button clear and ready to go for your next set of data.
Now, how does this actually mount up you know, to the bike. You mentioned a moment ago about magnets and stuff like that. Is it something that you put a little kind of like a watch battery size thing on your spoke and that's how it works?
In order to increase the accuracy of the device, typical, you know, everyday conventional speedometers out there all come with one magnet and they have a sensor. And as that magnet comes by the sensor and you type into the computer, it's the wheel diameter and everything, you have a measurement of distance essentially. We wanted to increase the accuracy as much as we could, and we found that we could go up to 3 magnets, and our device comes with 3 magnets standard. That increases your resolution. You know, on a typical 20-inch BMX wheel, the circumference of like a Tioga 20 by 1.6 tire is roughly 6 feet. So when you have 3 magnets there, you're cutting that down to every 2 feet. You're getting a distance update. You're getting a speed update. You know, you're getting all of this information being updated at that kind of rate. If you're looking at doing a 100-foot sprint, now you're talking about a device that's accurate plus or minus 2 feet. That's a 2% measurement, and that's not bad. To answer your question, yeah, we have magnets. There are magnets on the rear wheel. That's what triggers the sensor. There's a wire. We recommend rear wheel mounting. We have the wire that is mounted on the speedometer is long enough to accommodate running down the tubing. You know, a lot of people end up with conventional speedometers because the wiring isn't long enough, or, you know, the way that the speedometers are made, it's just not conducive to a BMX bike. A lot of people end up mounting them on their seat posts and stuff. But that's totally unnecessary with this. This is meant for top tube mounting, you know, right where your head tube is, close to your headset. And, you know, everything gets zip tied down, and, you know, it's convenient. You just look down and you get all of your updates and then continue training.
Do you expect that someone would, you know, kind of install this and then keep it on the bike all the time, or would they remove it for racing? There's really no reason to, right?
Yeah, no, there's no reason to remove it for racing. Finally, it's small enough and compact enough that you could just leave it on the bike. And I would suggest doing that and using it for tracks. And, you know, when you go to a national, see what your timing is and everything else. There's actually an added feature. Yeah, I mentioned before that we have this distance timer on there. Well, you can use that distance timer, and let's say you're going to DeSoto this weekend, and you know you want to figure out how long the track is. Well, if you set up your distance timer inside the device to a 2,000-foot time or a 1,500-foot timing, and you're in the gate and you clear the device and you just do a coaster lap and kind of roll the track, when you come to the finish line, if you stop and look down to see what value, there's a distance function, it's called DIST. If you scroll over to that function, it'll tell you how much is left that it needs to count down. So let's say you set it to 1,500. But now when you're at the finish line, you look down and the value on the DIST function is at 500. You've actually traveled 1,000 feet on the track. Is the way that function works, that actually counts down. So the original 1,500 minus the value that you see, the result of that is how long the track is. So you can actually use it to, you know, see how long every track is that you go to, and you can kind of keep a record of that and know that when you go to a certain place, you know, it's like your home track, or it's a lot longer or a lot shorter, which, yeah, I know everyone always, you know, freaks out about, you know, if this track, if it changes, you know, oh, it's longer or shorter. Well, now you can kind of answer that, because you never go to a track and you get an accurate, you know, you get a 100% answer that, oh yeah, this track is just so many feet. So
right. And what would be the best place to take that measurement from, like the middle gate position?
Yeah, I would say the middle all the way around on the track.
That is cool. So did you develop the product, you know, from scratch, or was it a pre-existing product that you adapted for BMX use?
It's a pre-existing product that a company that we're working with was, we basically talked to them about integrating all these features into their unit. You know, we told them what we wanted and, you know, sent them all the requirements and the packaging, what it needed to look like and everything else. And, you know, they're basically producing it for us.
Nice. How long did it take from, you know, concept to reality?
Well, I started it over a year ago, and we started with a different company, and then I quickly got frustrated and kind of abandoned the idea, because I just didn't think it was going to, you know, no one understood what I was trying to ask for. they just wanted to sell me stuff and, you know, put my logo on it, and that's not what I was looking for. But not until this past summer, I would say in like the July, August time frame, I contacted a different company, and they were very open and willing to work with me. And but it's been almost every single night, you know, working on this and, you know, working out the details, working on the prototype, shipping multiple prototypes over for us to test. So it's been, I'm glad to see it, you know, finally here.
This is the first product that you guys have done out of house, right?
Yeah.
So what was that like? Is you know, coming out, obviously, I know you, and I know you're, you know, how, you know, you love the quality control of the in-house situation. It sounds like you've got that with, you know, your partner here on this, but was that a little difficult to give up the control on?
Yeah, it was, but, you know, to be honest, it's just one of these things that, I mean, I'm not reinventing the wheel with a bicycle speedometer, you know. These things are made by the droves, and... Yeah. You know, to spin all that up here in the U.S. is kind of ridiculous.
Sure.
So, yeah, right. You know, and we're adding a few features to this that makes it unique for us.
So how's the pricing set up?
It's very favorable. I think everyone will be very happy to find out that this unit is retailing at $89.99. So for $90, you're basically getting a distance timer. You're getting a measurement from GCOG, and you're getting conventional speedometer functions, all built into one.
Talk to the listeners a little bit about, you know, kind of, you know, where that was coming from and sort of how they could justify, you know, that investment.
Definitely. So a lot of people are going to look at this and say, oh, my God, it's a $90 speedometer. You know, what are they, crazy? And this is the justification for it. Yes, I understand that you could go to a bike shop, and or you could go to Walmart, or you can go to a bike shop, and you could spend anywhere from $20 all the way up to $150 on a bicycle speedometer. Keep in mind, when you buy a bicycle speedometer, the only thing that's going to be useful for BMX is going to be the maximum speed measurement, and that's all you're going to get, whatever you spend. So Smart Sprint does provide the maximum speed measurement, which is useful, so that's one component of it. The second component of it, the 0 to 20 measurement that Smart Sprint gives you, you can't get that measurement with any device in the world except for a GCOG. And currently, GCOGs are costing $1,500. There are no more different price levels and feature levels. We wrapped it all up into one product. $1,500 gets you the entire kit and caboodle. Smart Sprint for $90 is giving you that 0 to 20 measurement. The last component, the distance timers. Distance timers are all the rage right now, and there's a lot of different companies that are out there that are making them. They range from $400 all the way up to $1,000 plus. So when you look at this device and you want to justify the cost, you're getting a bicycle speedometer, you're getting a timing system, and you're getting a component of GCOG all wrapped in for $90. And for that, we don't think that the $90 price is all that high. That's
right. Yeah, no, I think that really helps. You know, that really helps to kind of put it into perspective, because I know that a big thing is like when people buy a starting gate, you know, one of the things that they find out right away is that, oops, I got to spend another $400 to $1,000 on the timers that you put at the 30-foot mark or what have you to really get the most out of that. So this replaces that, right?
This definitely 100% replaces that, and you're not fixed to a certain distance. You can program in the distance that you want. You could use it on a box sprint. You could use it on your starting gate at home. You could use it on your track. You could use it anywhere. You know, it's on your bike. You never take it off. You leave it there, and you have a portable timing system, traditional speedometer, and, you know, a key feature of GCOG all built in.
Boom. Sold. And so as I understood it, it's, you know, the first units have landed, and you're ready to sell them. So where can our listeners go ahead and buy one?
Yeah, actually, about 20 minutes before you called me for this podcast, we just opened up 4 boxes of our initial shipment that came in. I've sworn a ton of people to secrecy about this because I wanted, unlike GCOG, when we released it in Louisville and tons of people came up and they wanted them, but we didn't have them right away, kind of learned that lesson. And as soon as your, you know, listeners finish this podcast, there's a number of places where they can go get this device. We are obviously selling it on our online store at renindesigngroup.com. Dan's competition in DeSoto this weekend will have units in their shop. J&R Bikes this weekend in DeSoto will have units in their shop. And there's something else that we're doing, which is allowing BMX coaches to basically be dealers for us. And the first three that we have lined up are Greg Romero, of course, Coach G. We got Donovan Long, who is starting to, and had a great podcast the other day with you on Monday, and he's starting to make his training methods and ideas more available to the public. Donovan will be a dealer for us also, and obviously in-house, Sean Dupreet, all the people that he coaches. I think everyone that he coaches already bought one pretty much, or pre-ordered essentially through him. But anyone else that's interested in getting involved in that just needs to shoot us an email, and we'll take a look at things, see if we can get you set up. Oh, one thing I forgot to mention was, because I listed all of the retailers and Dance Comp, J&R, you know, Greg Romero, Donovan, Sean, but we are being picked up for U.S. distribution with Ray Hudson and WPS. So these speedometers are and Renan Gearing is going to be available through WPS in the next coming weeks.
Nice. Is there a special price for Renan co-sponsored teams?
There is, yeah. Our co-sponsorship page for the teams will be updated. Everything will be available there.
Is there anything else that you'd like the listeners to know about Smart Sprint?
Just, you know, if you have any questions about it, definitely feel free to hit us up. We're going to be at a ton of races this year, and I will have these units with me at every race. Our factory team is getting their shipments. They're going out this week. So if you know an answer Renan rider and you want to try it out, you know, ask them about it. Yeah, really. I mean, I'm here just like for all of our other products to answer questions and get people set up. I want people to not only want to buy this, but have a good experience with it too, and make sure that it's working for them, you know, to accomplish those goals that they're looking for. And the goal with this is for people to get faster.
Definitely. Well, we're coming down to the end of the segment, George. So anything else you'd like to add to the interview, you know, whether it's about, you know, Smart Sprint or not?
I'd just like to thank everyone that's helped out with this. Definitely, you know, the support of my wife and family all these years doing Renan. It is a big sacrifice, and to try to build this brand and get it to where, you know, I want it to be. I want to thank our sponsors for the BMX team. They've been very, very supportive. Yeah, just in general, our customers, you know, everyone, you know, without the support for Renan and, you know, everything that's happened, I wouldn't be where I'm at. So I appreciate everybody.
Our guest on today's episode of Announcers Tower was president of Renan Design Group, George Costa. George, thanks for giving us the first look at Smart Sprint, and best of luck with it.
Thank you, Mike.